This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's time for some more great nourishment and healing here from the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville, Tennessee, joined by my friend Jim Gale, who's, man, where how you are you at home ever to do the things you got to grow in and all the stuff you got to do?
There's nowhere I like better than being in my garden at Galt's Landing. It's paradise.
I'm thinking.
Yes.
So to be out here, I mean, like, I'm missing my greenhouses right now, but my wife's taking care of them, thank goodness, but we're looking forward to the spring planting season because I used to be in Florida so I could grow year-round.
Yep.
And no longer, so I've had to learn how to do that seasonal thing and then go indoors on the winter, but God bless you for all that you're doing to teach us what we need to be doing and what we can do.
Yes, this is how we attain our freedom. This is how we earn our freedom. When we simply take the poisons out and use our land wisely, when we steward our land, and we love the permaculture principles. When we plant perennial edible landscapes instead of ornamental landscapes, we reverse mass extinction, deforestation, cancer, diabetes, heart disease trends. We end world hunger and we end tyranny. Again, simply by taking the poisons out and growing food instead of half of our lawns.
Yeah, I was liking that if we were cows, we'd be doing really well. But most of us are not, so eating the lawns, and plus what they're spraying on most of those lawns, devastatingly horrible for the environment. And then what they spray that's trying to remediate the environment, the dandelions, could save us too.
Yep. Yes, and that's, they always put, they say that the dandelions are the weeds. No, the lawn is the weed. The dandelion heals the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, and I think hemp. I mean, I wish we all had the ability to grow hemp everywhere because it would also remediate the soils. It's an amazing plant for a lot of reasons, including, again, environmental reclamation.
Yep, absolutely. You know, at Galt's Landing, we have over 220 different types of food growing on our property already, and we'll never be done. And it's paradise. When people come there, a lot of them have tears in their eyes because when they experience a perennial food forest, like the Garden of Eden, they feel that they can do it. So that's the systems that we're setting up all over the world.
Well, that's been my journey. I was a city slicker from New York City as a kid, and we moved down to Florida when I was a kid and then moved to Georgia for 30 years, and never once did we grow anything.
Right.
Until later in my quote-unquote young life, where I learned about the necessity of eating food as it used to be grown, organically.
Yeah.
Now we have to hyphenate all food to find out what's safe to eat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the journey back to sanity, back to the soil, has been an extraordinary journey for me. Not only to restore my health in terms of the physical functioning, but emotional, mental, spiritual, everything, when we get back into that and start growing food again.
That's it. A food forest is the ultimate stack of functions in our world. It not only will heal your stomach, but it'll heal your heart and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The birds, the butterflies, the life. It's like a frequency of abundance that you can feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you gave a big tour when we were down there for the Warner's event in Orlando. I was down there and I couldn't get away because I was recording and broadcasting and lecturing. I was kind of bummed they timed it out because I saw all my friends went and Kevin came back with a little bit of sun-kissed face out there. And just the joy that I saw on people's faces when they came back from it. I got to get back down there and see your place. I think I may be coming down for an event. Nutritional Frontiers is hosting in Clearwater Beach. The 31st of March, 1st and 2nd of April. So around that time, I don't know if you're around, maybe we can coordinate a visit.
Yes, yeah. Please come. So we're building these Freedom Farm Academies to demonstrate freedom on every level. We, for instance, do not pay property taxes. We don't ask the government for permission to do anything. We work with lawful strategies. Mm-hmm. Do no harm.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned about property taxes, and I thought it's interesting how they tax private or real property, because when you own it, they can't tax it.
Right.
But the reality is they've changed it and made it artificial into something called real estate.
Yeah.
And people don't understand the difference between that. Also going back into the history of a mineral rights or allodial title and things like that. Are you able to teach things like that as well?
We demonstrate that. Like, allodial means there's nobody above. There's no authority that has the right to tell me. And by the way, here's what, according to the legal system, which is the undoing of God's law, here's what we can do. We can cut it all and we can poison the shit out of it, but we cannot do what we're currently doing according to their rules. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a ruler. I am a sovereign.
Yeah. So, and again, in Florida, where you are, right, have you had much interface with these Yahoo bureaucrats that have no earthly idea what you're saying? They don't recognize a language even.
You know, that's the fun part. I am very public about our freedom. And we have a lot of video cameras. We have a pretty big stage now. So we are claiming very clearly that we do not comply with any force and violence or tyranny. And wicked does not want to show up because it will be in the light. And the wicked wants to remain in the dark.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So in terms of, let's say, the conversion of what they... the artifice, if you will, of the land we live on, where they say they claim ownership over it and they rent it back to you and they charge a tax on it. As far as the reclamation, you know, is this, again, I got so many questions and I've been investigating this for so many decades now, but I don't have any definitive answers to say, hey, I've seen it work every time here. I'm not looking for magic stuff, but really, how do you ground people in understanding how to interact with that artificial world that proclaims ownership over all of us when we claim our own, you know, sanctity and sovereignty once again under God?
Yes. There's something in the frequency of faith. Mm-hmm. And courage that is like a power field around us. I truly believe that, so much so that I have no other logical way to act but in pure faith, because fear is the control mechanism of the wicked. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing to do is recognize where we are controlled with shame, humiliation, pride, arrogant type of pride and fear, and then step into faith, which is a feeling that feels way better than fear.
Yeah. Well, and from faith to knowingness as well. I think that's part of my journey, realizing that at a certain point you have that leap of faith. You're like, oh, I'm not sure, I don't know. And then you're met, whether it's halfway or all the way, and you're like, oh, I'm not falling anymore. I'm not going to be harmed. And then you do that again and again and again. And at a certain point, I've witnessed in my own experience that faith fades away, not because I've lost it, but because it's no longer necessary, because you have the knowingness of the presence, constant presence.
Constant presence. That's perfectly said. Yes.
So, I don't know if that can be verbalized, because sometimes you just have to experience things.
Yes.
But trying to communicate that with people, because I don't mean to... I do appreciate and love people of faith. I'm drawn to them. At the same time, I'm trying to go, can you get beyond your faith to where you're walking in that presence so much that there's no longer a matter of faith?
Exactly. It's just presence. Mm-hmm. You know, the God's gift, right, is the present. And when we can be in the present and we can recognize when somebody is trying to control our minds, you know, this idea of governmente and mind control is fundamental. Mm-hmm. And what is the opposite of mind control, and how easy is it to attain? The opposite of mind control is a mind free of programming. Mm-hmm. And then how easy is it to attain? It takes practice, because right now we're in the habit of being controlled. Mm-hmm. So meditation or prayer, I'm one breath away from being in the present at any time.
beautifully said, Jim. That's, you know, another question before I even had to ask it of Jim. He gets it. It's like, what do you do to practice the presence? Because people will say, well, that sounds pretty fascinating what you're talking about, you guys, but how do you get there? And it's like anything. If you've ever engaged in an athletic endeavor, maybe you're in your youth or maybe now you compete in some way, shape, or form. You didn't reach the top of the charts the first day you went out there.
No.
And maybe the second or the third or the hundredth, but you kept going. You refined your skills, you strengthened your resolve. The physical, you know, response to physical exercises, you strengthen the body, the temple that we're in. But we talk about emotions, mental stuff you're mentioning, and I'm talking about spiritual. I'm like, how do you exercise spiritually?
Yeah. Tesla said, if you want to find the secrets to the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Now, either he missed a word or they changed a word. Don't think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Feel, experience energy, frequency, and vibration. And when you can take a breath and feel your hands, feel your heart, feel your stomach, experience the energy that you are, which is infinite, then that's the first step into being present.
And when you were on the farm tour that I didn't get to do, did you talk about some of these things, or was this too much for the people?
You know what? I never care what's too much. I care what I feel.
Yeah.
And I talked about it all. And it was fantastic. It was one of the most profound days. And the energy explosion, like a supernova that's coming from that day, is exponential.
Nice. Yeah. Now, are there other events or tours like that that we experienced when we were with that conference in Orlando that people can attend, or is it a matter of, can they make an appointment to kind of experience the things we're talking about?
So that is a great question, and I have been obsessed with the question, how do we catalyze a shift in awareness that leads to mass adoption of the most logical, loving, and joyful thing we could ever do, and that's use our hearts and our minds and our land wisely, exposing the poisons and the poison and producers, and then using nature's or God's systems to grow food with permaculture principles.
Yes.
So we have now created a 30-minute free, anybody who wants to grow food, you can have $20 or you can have $20 billion. And if you want to start growing food, we will set you up with a professional permaculture designer for a 30-minute consult. You can ask any questions you want to ask, and it's free for anybody who wants to start growing food.
Oh, man, I can't wait to, like, enhance what I've been learning to do something like this. So, Jim Gehl, where do we go to find out how to set that up?
It's at foodforestabundance.com.
Food Forest. Everybody write this down. Abundance.com. And you'll see probably a lot more than that in terms of the online presence of things you can learn just by being there.
Yeah.
Watching that.
Yes. Our mission and our joyful obsession is to inspire and empower you to grow food. Because when we take back food sovereignty, the problem, as Kissinger laid out clearly, if you want to control people, control food.
Yeah.
Well, the solution is quite opposite of that. Decentralized, healthy, poison-free food is the foundation of freedom.
Stand by. We're going to talk a little bit more with Jim Gehl on this very important topic. If there ever was one, this is it. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Probably one of my favorite topics of all time since I've become a natural medicine guy, homeopath all these years ago, and then later on went back to the soil and started growing my own food and urging you all to do the same. Meeting people like Jim Gale is a godsend. This is where we say thank you. You know, we're so grateful for the folks, the souls that are on this planet at this time, you know, because we don't have enough of the people that know how to do this, but the people that are willing to give of themselves to teach us, to teach you, to teach me, these are gifts that you do not want to overlook. And I'm just, you know, he's sitting right next to me. I'm talking about him like he isn't here. But I appreciate him so much, and I'm grateful that we have this opportunity to come together at the Reawaken America Tour, as well as any other opportunity that I can get to get down there and see him. And that I'm going to plan for that. We're going to work on that. And you guys, too, can get help wherever you are based on where we said, foodforestabundance.com. Check that out. So go back to your backstory. Were you born with a farmer's fork in your hand? I mean, I wasn't. So for me, this was an evolution in my adult years to come back to sanity.
So my mom was a war orphan from World War II. Gosh, I feel very emotional right now. Thank you for this. Mm-hmm. And she grew up on a farm in Medelia, Minnesota, where they didn't have running water or electricity till she was 15 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I'd go to the farm. and it was my favorite. The two or three weekends a year we'd go to the farm were my favorite weekends of the year. Sometimes I'd get lost in the cornfield and play with the chickens, and they called me Nature Boy growing up. So I've always been...
You were before Ric Flair or after Ric Flair?
I was probably after, just a little bit.
Yeah, but you were the authentic great Nature Boy.
Right, right. I love nature. My only magazine subscription was Ranger Rick, and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom was my favorite show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Love that show. Mm-hmm. So it's been very profoundly important, the connection with nature. And then I got into the mortgage industry when I was 29, 30. I was dead broke. Mm. And in about 3.5 years, did about $1.3 billion in volume.
Wow.
And then I retired. And then I red-pilled. And then I learned permaculture. And then I had my first two daughters. I've got four daughters.
What are their age ranges?
18 to 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
And, of course, as parents, if you're a parent, you know that you start looking at the world differently when you have kids. And I started asking, what's the world going to be like in 10 years, in 20 years, what's the world of my grandkids going to be like? Mm-hmm. And when you learn the problems, and I was so focused on the problems that I was going through kind of a shitty time.
Yeah.
You know, I had all the time in the world. I was retired, kind of. And I was studying the problem every day, all day long. And for those of you who are studying the problem, I would suggest diverting some, if not most, of your time to the solution. You know, if all these people in Brazil and different places, instead of protesting for hours a day, if they were using that exact same amount of time to put to build soil, mm-hmm. the soil is the immune system of Mother Nature, of Earth. And when we build her, the immune system can take all these poisons and make them inert.
Mm-hmm.
And if people did this, this is the ultimate sedition. The ultimate protest is to take your food sovereignty back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the greatest act of civil disobedience you can take is to grow your own food and become food sovereign. And also, remember, the abundance that you have provides for the opportunity to give to others, to support others in charity. It's very difficult to do that when you're starving yourself. That's why they say, put your mask on first, or else you're going to be alive to help your kid.
Nature is infinite. You can count the seeds in a single apple, but you cannot count the apples in a single seed.
Mm.
It's literally infinite. And also, a lot of people out there, when you think about growing food, you think about being a farmer.
Yeah.
I'm not a farmer. In fact, I don't actually grow anything. I provide at home by using the permaculture principles, and I design good soil. That's the key. And then the food grows itself. I can walk outside right now any time of year in Florida, and my buddy can in northern Minnesota, but, you know, for 5 months of the year, and it's radical abundance for free all the time, all over the place.
Yeah. We had, how would we say, inherited, when we moved to the property we're on, a beautiful apricot tree. And I've never seen so many apricots, 2-3 years in a row of abundance. Like, I just like, well, this is the gift of heaven. And so I planted another fruit orchard over the last couple of years, and it's starting to, you know, grow. But the point is, the best time to plant is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. And I'd love for you to learn how to do what Jim Gale's teaching us all how to do. Check it out, foodforestabundance.com. And I can't wait to visit. This time, when I come back near you, we're going to coordinate a visit.
I love it. You can stay at our Freedom Farm Academy. We're putting in all the healing modalities, and we're completely off the grid.
And a special gift for my friends at Natural Immunogenics here in Sarasota. I'm going to get you some silver and copper hydrosol.
Oh, wow.
Because we all need that. We've been depleted of so many things. This stuff's amazing.
I love
pure water.
It.
So take that and go and grow. God bless you all. Thank you for being here, Jim Gale. Power to heal is yours. We'll be back after this. Thank you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar suggesting that racism may be the reason she's been removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
In some cases, it's motivated by the fact that many of these members don't believe a Muslim, a refugee, an African should even be in Congress, let alone have the opportunity to serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Before. I mean,
appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Minnesota Democrat was asked if she was accusing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of racism. She said she was simply laying out the facts. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama calling for police reform following the release of the video showing the beating of Tyree Nichols. The Obamas tweeted that the vicious, unjustified beating is just the latest painful reminder of how far the country still has to go. And the Powerball jackpot keeps on growing. Monday night, it will be worth $613 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh,
Oh, my gosh. When I do out travel trips, occasionally I run into this guy and makes my day so much better. Dr. Brian Artis is back on the Robert Chappell Show. Brian, what's happening, my brother?
Robert, it's been great to get to know you and spend time with you. Always love seeing you.
And it's just
like a long-lost brother.
It's not enough time. You know, it's like I'm greedy. I want more time, right? But we're here now. We'll make the best of it.
That's when we go out to dinners.
That's
afterwards.
Yes. And I always find some good organic farm to tables. They're abundant now. So
thank God.
I'll hook you up.
Thank you. Yeah. Bring it on.
And so you and Jane are amazing, and it's good to get together. So I'm scared to say what's the latest update because I don't want to keep you here for 24 hours. Your wife will get mad at me.
No, it's great.
But as we look and say, what have you gotten right? What have you gotten wrong? What have you changed? And you're holding up something for the video screen. What is going on over there? It looks pretty scary.
All right. So you've probably seen the videos of Richard Hirschman, the embalmer, pulling out blood clots out of dead bodies.
Yep.
He brought these to me about 8 months ago in May of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to make sure I got it tested. Actually, he sent some to Mike Adams. There was a big white carotid clot he'd pulled out. He gave to me personally and then called me. Him and Mike were like, get it to me. We'll test it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike did some publications, did some testing on it, did some mass spectra on it. And at the end of it, Mike Adams said, we can no longer call these blood clots. They're not made of human blood.
That's the thing. You look at them, you're like, those don't look like traditional blood clots.
Now, Robert, I was texting with Richard Hirschman this morning on the way to this event.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, I'll go on any media outlet you need for me to apologize to you because I called these a hoax.
Yeah.
And I did. I was like, there's nothing in nature that's going to cause that. Well,
mm-hmm.
The entire presentation today, Robert,
yes,
was how it is they do make these. Mm-hmm. And I did not know how they did this. And until I could find something published on how you could create something like this.
Yeah.
Okay. If I asked you, when the human body makes blood clots, do you know what the blood component is that God created inside of us to break down blood clots? Do you know what that's called or remember what that's called?
To break down the fibrin or fibrinogen?
Yep. Do you know what it's called?
What was it called? No, bring it back.
Plasmin.
Plasmin, yes. Okay.
Plasmin. Yeah. So yeah. God gave us plasmin to break down blood clots. As the body releases the components of the blood clot that's now been broken down, when you do a lab test or blood test, it'll come back with a elevated D-dimer if you have blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
D-dimer is the test that confirms plasmin is breaking down blood clots. So we need to handle blood clots. They're being made in the body and being formed, mm-hmm. and the body's breaking them down. Well, what I didn't know was that our United States Department of Defense has been funding research to create clots just like this, and I found out what they use to do it.
Well, before you get to that, the question is, why are they looking to produce clots like that?
Yeah, so they're that's a great question, right? I was like, well, I don't know, what would you want to do this?
That's my first question.
So
what are they targeting?
It's very interesting. They created this out of an effort, supposedly, as they publish,
mm-hmm.
for when there's injuries on the battlefield.
That was my thought
military.
That they were going to claim.
If we can stop clots. Hemorrhaging.
Right. By the way, we can use silver nitrate. They've been using that in battlefield wounds to stop bleeding like that. So this is something else, I think. Just a smidgen of a thought there.
Yeah. So what they've created, this is not a joke, and they published that. This is what I showed from the stages,
mm-hmm.
is that for over a decade now, they've actually been combining. This is not a joke. In the United States Department of Defense published literature.
Yeah.
They have actually created a self-assembling hydrogel. I actually showed it. This is a self-assembling hydrogel. It's called SLAC, S-L-A-C, capital S, capital L, little A-C.
Mm-hmm.
And they infused it with something called Baxotropin.
That sounds like Baxotropin. I mean, it's sort of like a cross between an antibiotic and a, tropin in it. What the hell is this?
It's a snake venom blood clotting enzyme.
Ah, wow.
And guess what it blocks from being able to break down the blood clot?
Right, so
it
what you will produce...
plasmin from breaking down blood clots. Now, so, it gets worse, by the way.
Okay.
All right, so these are the things you want to research and study and know, and everyone around the world who's looking at these clots or micro-blood clotting, blood clotting anywhere in the human body mm-hmm. since COVID started. This SLAC hydrogel infused with snake venom,
mm-hmm.
they published that they made it to where it's heparin-resistant.
So,
and I showed the world.
So even the baseline response to clotting issues to
in an ICU
blood not clot, heparin is not going to work on this.
Nope. They actually say we made it to where heparin won't touch it. And then they published that they created something called SB50. It's a new, more advanced hydrogel. This is in 2022. This is not a joke. They published it this last year.
Yeah.
2022. We have SB50, a new self-assembling hydrogel that's infused with two snake venom proteins. One's from the saw-scaled viper. It's called Ecarin, E-C-A-R-N. That's the component of their venom that initiates blood clotting in a human.
Hmm.
And then they took another snake's venom from the eastern brown snake, and this protein is called textilinin, like a textile mill, textilinin. And they publish Ecarin and textilinin. When you combine it in a hydrogel, it creates this self-assembling nanoparticle hydrogel and fibrous clots that plasmin will not touch. Heparin will not break down, and warfarin cannot break down. Ecarin, the venom from saw-scaled vipers, initiates blood clotting and increases fibrin production. Fibrous clots, right?
Yeah.
And then
they
add textilinin to it, which is a venom component from the eastern brown snake that just so happens to not allow plasmin, warfarin, or heparin to break down those clots. Self-assembling hydrogel anywhere in the human body that cannot be broken down. And it actually publishes that when they do these hydrogel infusions by injection, they say it's by injection. And I showed the whole world, they say they inject this inside of you. When they do this, it will initiate blood clotting in less than 60 seconds. The normal time for a blood clot to start to form in natural human beings is over 8 minutes. They can do it in less than 60 seconds with this thing.
Yeah, but then who's to stop it from completely clotting the entire arterial system or whatever it is, the venous system?
You're right.
So to say that this is about saving the lives on the, of soldiers on the battlefield, when we already had the ability to do that for the most part, I don't think there's plausible deniability anymore.
Yeah, and also on the presentation, and everybody go to thedrartistshow.com. If you put in your email, this presentation is going to be sent to you. I need the whole world looking at this and then holding lab techs, scientists, chemists, medical doctors. Hold them accountable to go look for those things. They're telling you they can do this.
Yeah.
No one in the world has explained this yet, how they're doing it. I just showed you what they're using to possibly create all of these. It's the only thing that explains the body not being able to break this down.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed the whole world that on a website called Gentar.com, G-E-N-T-A-U-R.com, Gentar.com, G-E-N-T-A-U-R.com. You can type on that actual website any snake venom peptide you want that's manufactured around the world, and I typed in textilinin. 67 different synthetic manufactured textilinin sources around the world are producing this venom peptide that they know hinders blood clot degradation.
Yeah.
So I just showed them, and Ecarin. I can show you there's 27 different suppliers of that around the world, most of them in China.
Yes.
Synthetically manufacturing venoms. And it even says you can pick it to be either synthetically made, your textilinin or Ecarin. You as a researcher or as a person buying it from us, which I can buy it, just as a random person, it says if you buy this stuff, you get to pick from one of four different systems that it can be grown in, either bacteria, yeast, or mammal cell lines.
Holy crap.
Well,
dude,
we are mammals.
Yeah,
you inject us with this crap, your body know. They know. It's
what's
in a petri dish. Mammal cells will generate it.
You're a growth medium.
Yeah, and over time, that's the worry. You inject instructions on how cells are now instructed to make venom peptides. What's going to happen as you start developing more Ecarin, more textilinin in the human body, you're going to develop clots, and it's not automatic. Mammal cells do it slower than normal.
Hey, I thought that this was all about mRNA to signal the DNA to protein into reality spikes.
I just told you this is what they're doing. Spike proteins are nothing more than venom glycoproteins.
Mm-hmm. Folks, again.
And that wasn't confirmed by me. It was confirmed by China in January 2020. Mm-hmm. France in April of 2020. And then Italy in June of 2020.
So they purposefully make this so it's, they hope, apparently impossible to remedy.
Yes. Very cool, though. There is remedies.
Yeah, of course. We know.
They've already been looking at the antidotes for every single one of the blood clotting cascade. You know, if you remember this from blood clots, we have in our human body what are called blood clotting factors.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. There's 12 different ones. There is a published drug called Suramin that is the perfect antidote to all of those blood clot forming components.
Yeah.
And no matter which one of those are driven, Suramin blocks them all.
Yeah. Is this
and this is a drug made by Bayer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the study titled 100 Years of Suramin on the NIH's website right now, it says We have already published that there's a component in licorice root that does the same thing.
Is it the glycerin?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It is phenomenal. Yeah. They know that will do it. So Dr. Henry Ely and I have been going through all of this for the last month. We are developing a three-month protocol of how to block the receptors on the cells where the venom peptides are targeting, and then how to detoxify those venoms. And they know how to do it. I'll give you some examples. In the patents for these technologies as antiviral vaccines using venoms, to detoxify the venoms, they say commercially the industrial standard is using hydrogen peroxide to detoxify the venom. Does the human body make hydrogen peroxide?
There is a certain pathway where that is happening.
Yeah, the mitochondria do that, actually.
Yes.
So we are figuring out how to use food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Don't use it yet.
Right.
We are actually experimenting with it. We'll be releasing our protocol in the next 2 months.
Great.
That's why everybody needs to be following us. We're going to be teaching you how it is the mechanism of action that is published that these spike proteins that are actually venom peptides, confirmed by other scientists, not me, I just showed the whole world, but bungarotoxin was the number one origin source for COVID defined by Chinese researchers. That crate snake's venom called bungarotoxin, January 2020, confirmed to be the source of COVID. You know what's amazing about that? In 2018, our government started funding research to look at 360 different plant extracts as antidotes to bungarotoxin. And they figured out the top 10. And it includes ashwagandha and chase tree.
Oh, how about that?
And ashwagandha was like number one.
Yeah.
And so me and Ely had to go through the studies, had to show them. I'm like, this is what the top makes. How does it work? We got to be able to explain this to audiences. Guess what? We figured out that what they found was it doesn't adhere to the cells to keep the venom from hurting you. It perfectly docks to the toxin so the body can chelate it out or draw it out of the body.
Nice.
It binds to all of its docking sites on the outside.
Has that been published yet?
Yes.
It has. Okay. All right. Well, we got a five-minute segment to go. We're going to be right back with Dr. Brian Artis here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the stuff you must know. And also remember the drbrianartisshow.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back in just a moment. God bless y'all for being here, and God bless my buddy, Brian Artis. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go with Dr. Brian Artis. We are not here enough together, so we're going to pack it in this last five-minute segment with him as we wrap up the good news in the midst of a lot of horrible disasters that make the X-Files look like, I don't know. I mean, this is stuff we saw in the X-Files. Honestly, this is crazy. All the stuff they telegraphed was going to happen as I'm holding up this so-called, these clot things that look like little aliens in the body. We mentioned DOD attempts and other attempts to stop clotting from happening or force clotting to happen. You know, there are a lot of different things that are happening simultaneous. Well, we are doing this to save you, but of course, at the end of the day, we are seeing so many people dying slowly, slow kill, manifesting these things. And is this any evidence of this happening in people that have not gotten a direct injection of the mRNA jabs?
Nope. Okay. Micro blood clotting, yes, which right. could be from the shedding or just sure. being exposed to venoms. But no,
this is requiring direct confirmed
injection. Vaxxed.
Okay.
Richard Hirschman, I asked him, how do you have confirmation these people were vaxxed?
Mm-hmm.
He had on the Ziploc bag these are in, yeah. vaxxed. 1, 2 boosters, yes, yes, no, no, question mark. I only took the ones that he said he could confirm.
Yeah.
And I asked him, how did you know? And he said, the funeral director confirmed it for me. Now, I'm not a funeral director, but I was weirdly shocked that he said that.
personally, because I don't know what funeral directors know and don't know, but that's where you got the information, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, it's a good news scenario for all y'all that are listening to this show that never got jabbed. Of course, we still are concerned for friends, family, loved ones that succumb to the pressure, whatever happened. And then, you know, some of the things we talked about in the last segment with Dr. Artis talks about the things you're going to need to integrate or have them integrate, knowing what the slow development is in terms of mammalian growth media. I mean, they look at us like we are petri dishes to them, obviously.
Absolutely. They know they can do it.
Yeah, and so they do. Will they get away with it? I don't know. In the end of day, so to speak, no. But here, is there justice that we can witness? Can they be called to the carpet and said, you know, you guys are freaking villains beyond supervillains we've ever heard?
Well, what I'm excited about is finally there's been two or three different medical professionals who have actually reached out to me and spent 3 hours of alone time with me taking them through all the venom research.
Really?
To describe exactly how I know and can confirm from their publications how they orchestrate miscarriages during pregnancy, how they're creating these blood clots. Ryan Cole, other ones I won't mention yet because they don't want to speak on it publicly, but they're going to actually set up research teams right now. They already are. To confirm this, and they're asking me for assays, stains. I'll just say right now, there is an actual staining technique in an assay, a test to do for what's called L-amino acid oxidase. It was the first, in 2003, the first venom from a snake that they said proposed would have antiviral properties as a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It is published in the same paper from 2017 that this one component of snake venom, LAO, inhibits syncytium formation.
Hmm.
Well, guess what syncytium is required for? You can't get a placenta to bind to the uterine wall like Velcro and stick.
Yeah.
Or develop blood supply from the mother to the baby without syncytium doing that. And syncytium then creates what are called syncytiotrophoblasts. These are responsible for creating HCG hormone and progesterone to maintain a pregnancy.
Yeah.
And they've published that this thing actually destroys syncytium. And syncytium is required for the intercalated disc of every heart muscle cell. So it will actually damage those and then create what's called elongated QT intervals, heart rate problems that you're seeing all over the world. It is the perfect, perfect scenario. And we are blowing these people away, and we've been able to find there are tests to confirm that stuff. And I said, for every pregnancy lost, you have to maintain the placenta so we can stain it for trophoblast, syncytium. And if it's not present, it's been destroyed. And they know these venom components do that stuff. It's freaking disgusting.
All right, we got about a minute left. Also, you know, I just want to throw out the homeopathic snake venoms. We talk about different things, conotoxin. All these things can be converted and have been throughout, you know, the history of homeopathy and used as medicine. And I don't want to overlook that you have that as a tool, a simple tool, a safe tool, even if you can't do these other things. I'd love for you to access all the things that Dr. Artis is doing as well. But I want you to know the homeopaths are here to save the world, too.
And someone just handed me a homeopathic little bottle for nicotinum or something. Whatever that was. Naja we've used, which is the cobra venom one.
That's right.
Phenomenal. Yes, I love homeopathics.
These are the next level when we talk about the energetics of what's manifesting physically. So, Dr. Ryan Artis, again, drryanartisshow.com. Link it up at robertscottbell.com. God bless you, my brother. Go with God. I know you will and do.
And Robert Scott Bell, I trust.
I love you.
Love you, brother.
All right, remember, the God's honest truth. You've heard me say it a million times. I say it for me as much as anybody else. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.